This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know that. I don't just say it. It's a true thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening here. You know, we have Android apps and iPhone apps and phone apps, or whatever. We got them all. Seriously. If you head up to the website, you know, it's really simple. If you want, an update weekly, so who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be talking about, the guests, that kind of thing, then simply sign up for our email blast. It's right up there on the website, therealside.com. If you don't like the emails, and I don't like emails myself, simply just ask for text alert. And you do that by texting TRS to 77-222. That's TRS to 77-222. You can do all this stuff, though, on the website. Just check it all out. All right, one of my favorite topics, because I have a hand in this, if you would. You know, the Democrats really have some issues here. Real problems they have to work with. Well, we already know that, right? Joe T. Joe. That was real general. Yeah, it was. But they don't know what to do with Amy Barrett. They just don't. Because here, again, a successful woman, doing what they claim they want every woman to do, right? They want, and not so much raise a family, but she's raised a family or raising a family. She's a successful woman. She's brilliant. She's a lawyer. A judge, okay, biracial family, kids with special needs that she's also taking care of. I just find all of this amazing, right? And they don't know what to do with that. They don't know how do you attack that? Come on. Now we have the disgraced former congresswoman who put up a nasty, nasty tweet about Amy Coney Barrett. Now, here's a woman, again, I'm not going to get down to moral values. I'm not going to deal with that. You guys deal with that. But here's a woman that abused, according to text messages, she abused a woman that was her wife in a troubled relationship. Look it up, please. I don't want to have to explain it. The woman was afraid of her. Okay? Here's a woman that had ads in these hookup magazines while she's married about having, I won't call it an orgy because I don't even know how you define all of this, but wanted to go on go on cruises and share sexual pleasures with each other, and said that she could bring along a third person, which was the woman that she was also having relations with. I mean, Hill was having relations with everybody, openly and admitted. So she launches a sexist attack against Amy Coney Barrett. Can you imagine we can't even speak anything on Hill without getting just people going nuts on us. But it's okay for her to do it. You know why? Because Amy is a good moral person. She's got kids. She loves her kids. She wants to do the right thing. She wants to teach them the right way. And somehow, that offends the left. So former disgraced Congresswoman Katie Hill, yeah, and left-wing millennial sex pioneer whose story is being made into a feature film starring Elizabeth Moss, loved some of the nastiest, sexiest attack at Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Despite the widespread agreement among feminist experts that judging women on their clothes is sexist behavior, we can't talk about a woman's hair. We, as males, we can't say anything. Even other women who say stuff like that, they're beat up immediately, verbally abused. Hill remarked that Barrett's outfits are all the way too handmade-y. Apparently, Hill hasn't seen some of the stuff that she wore when she was running for office. She came across as the girl next door. She wore very modest clothing. She said very modest things. This is what I'm saying to you. They have selective recall. But she doesn't remember that. Wearing nice sweaters and nice pants and skirts and wearing the white pearls. Does she remember? No, of course she doesn't remember all of that. Can't judge women on their clothes, right? Hill remarked that Barrett's outfits are all the way too handmade-y. The tweet was a reference to the Hulu television series, The Handmaids, which is beloved by upper-middle-class white women. The reference was intended to suggest that Barrett desires a world in which women are enslaved for reproductive purposes, because that's what we do as Republicans. We enslave women and make sure all they are is barefoot pregnant in the kitchen. As opposed to Katie, who's good with anybody having sex with anybody for any reason. I still don't get the goat reference, though. Somebody's going to have to explain it to me at some point. Like most millennials, Hill's often compelled to post her thoughts on stuff. She's trying to become relevant again. Some say that she wants to run for office again, like we're all going to forget what she was really all about. How much she lied to us and pulled the wool over her eyes. She even had moderate Republicans thinking that she was going to be okay. And then we started seeing what she was doing when she got in there. Stereotypical, just like the person running for that seat now. Christy Smith, who wants to come off saying she actually has an ad that says she plays with both sides of the aisle. It's a blatant lie. I'm on the other side of that aisle that she wouldn't play with. And others, too. So Hill, as is often the case with her, well, sometimes she doesn't give a crap. She usually posts whatever comes to her mind. We'll talk more about that inside the break. No, I'm not letting this one go. Because we let them get away with too much too often. Stop doing it, people. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. 2016 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Right? I mean, you want to be part of the solution, you want to be, but you want to do it in an informed way, do you not? I mean, a lot of us, again, we have our ways of thinking about things. We have our ways of coming up with solutions. So, where do you get your information? How do you come up with it? That would be my question. I mean, is it certain things you listen to? certain stations you listen to, places you go to pull your information together. Right? I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back on this, because this is important. You know, some of you fell for this. Hopefully not falling for it again. I was just talking to, when I was talking to Tom Del Beccaro during one of the breaks, I can't remember the woman's name. Please forgive me. I think her name is Kimberly Clovich, the one running for Congress in Baltimore. And I've been saying this all along, and I mean it sincerely. I have no sympathy for those people in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And I won't have any sympathy for you guys in Baltimore either. Or New York City. You keep voting these people, man. You vote the ideology of Democrat. It is not anywhere near what it was back in the days of JFK. Take a hard look at your own history. Open your eyes. I'm not going to tell you that Republicans are better than Democrats. That's not my goal here. My goal is to have you go look at the actual facts. Go actually look at some of the things that have been done, what they've done to the average person. They totally abandoned the black community. When they saw that blacks were starting to vote Republican, were starting to look at conservatives. And they figured the rest of them they had. And then what did they start doing? They started going after the illegal community. Sticking up for them, not Americans. When was the last time Democrats actually stuck up, or stood up, I should say, for the average American worker? I told you guys the other day, and some of you wrote me emails, so I remember that. Do you remember in 2016, when there were hardworking Democrats, and not that there are only a few, but the hardworking blue-collar Democrats were saying they were going to vote for Trump? They couldn't connect with Hillary. Right? They were saying that, and what did Nancy Pelosi? She started calling those people uninformed voters. She didn't call them, the blue-collar workers anymore. That was gone. She knew she had lost them. So what did she do? She started putting them down. So now she started calling them uninformed voters. They have no respect for you. They have absolutely no respect for the average worker, the average person. To say that all women should be heard is not true. Where's the ones that Joe assaulted? How come they weren't not hearing from them? All women deserve to be respected. Well, not so much for Amy or Melania or pretty much any other woman on the right. So anyway, we're talking about Katie Hill and some of her recent posts and her nasty, nasty posts. She didn't like the fact that she actually went on the congressional floor and said all this was aimed at her because she was a woman. Not because she was a Democrat woman. Not because she was a millennial, not because, she was bi or trisexual, whatever. No, she said it was aimed, all these nasties were aimed at her because she's a woman. And what did she do? She took a nasty shot at a woman. But it was a woman on the right. So it was okay. She gets a pass. But maybe, just maybe, somebody with two brain cells got to her and said, quickly, take the tweet down. And she took it off as quick as she could. She's published her memoir, She Will Rise. Argue that more women should hold positions of power, as it happens. Barrett is a woman, isn't she? So she really, this is where they can't be honest. She doesn't mean that more women should hold positions of power. It's not what she means at all. Feinstein doesn't mean that. Harris doesn't mean that. No, what they mean, women on the left. Women with, not left-leaning, women that are lying down on the left. Women that hold Democrat values as religious values. That's what she means. That's what they mean. And this is not new for Hill. Her comments were in line with much of mainstream media's coverage of Barrett's confirmation, much of what the Democrats believe about Barrett. All those things that you could never get away with saying to a woman on the left, you can say about Barrett. Many liberals have embraced Hill as a feminist hero. Her former staff members are disgusted by her. But see, you'll never hear that in mainstream media. This will not be the hour of Hill, I guarantee you. But she is just one of many, like AOC, Tlaib, Omar. Just to name a couple, there's many more. These are the women that they're putting up and saying that you should be looking at. Right? I mean, seriously. That these are heroes for your daughters. Not while my heart's beating. That's no hero. What she did to the people that she worked, that worked for her, what she did to her constituents, what she did to the people she supposedly loved, is appalling. Again, finally, her former staff members are coming forward going, what was this all about? Katie's staff, some of her former staff members are coming forward now saying, the story should be one of workplace abuse and harassment. Think about that. You won't hear that in mainstream media. This is what happens when some of these young people get too much power, even older people get too much power, and they get full of themselves. She thought she was all that and more. The one coming up behind her, Christy Smith, who's running for that chair? Same thing. No difference. I'm telling you. I know her. No difference. Can't get her to come on the show. Would love it. And Katie's not even a hero for a woman. Her employee said that we deserve heroes who embody our values. Even in those tough moments. Katie, even the people who work for you say you're not the person you say you are. Joe Messina, your host, a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said he will vote to confirm Judge Amy Barrett to the Supreme Court. He said, after meeting with Judge Barrett and carefully reviewing her record and her testimony, I intend to vote in favor of her confirmation to the Supreme Court. I am confident that she will faithfully apply the law and our Constitution, impartially and regardless of policy preferences. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle, Washington police car on fire while the officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Vior reports.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I just don't throw stuff out there, by the way. Got a little email during the break. Took a look at them anyway. And, yes, there is a pseudo-personal connection with Katie just because she came after me for something that wasn't true. And I'm not trying to make her pay for it, if that's what you think. But the bottom line was this. What started my whole go-around with her in the very beginning was that she called out Trump for stuff that she was doing. Give that some thought. She called out Trump for things that she was doing. How does that work? And I love calling him out in hypocrisy because it's constant. It's not a little here and a little there. Right? It's constant with them. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to get back a little bit to this issue with Amy Comey Barrett and her religious beliefs. I find this so interesting. Before we get rolling, though, I want you to think about something. You got guys like Joe Biden out there. Talking about all the things he's going to do, wants to do, will do, what have you. Here's a guy who spent 47 years in Congress. Right? What'd he do? Honestly, don't give me the talking points of the Democrat Party for a Democrat. What did he actually do? What bills did he put together, push through, and make happen? If you see the videos on him, he is very obviously a sexist and racist. No question about it. And if you do question it, then you have to leave Trump alone. Totally alone. The things that he talked about fixing, he could have fixed while he was there with Obama. Why didn't he approach them? Why aren't there stories out there about how he tried to bring this stuff forward? He talked to Barack, as he would put it, about these things. And still nothing. He's almost 80 years old. Right? And somebody called him a swamp rat. I think that's a good term for him. Now, The Democrats have had years, 4 years, actually longer than that if you think about it. They should have a bench of some kind, but the Democrats have had 4 years to groom or to find somebody. They were so busy going after Trump, they really didn't give it much thought. They probably figured Trump was going to fall on his own, or they were going to impeach him, he was going to resign, go away, and whatever. But, you know, Pence is right behind him. If it ain't Pence, I don't know. There's other Trump kids out there. That should scare you. But after all this time, this is the best they can do? A 78-year-old white guy who is a known racist, who his partner called him a rapist? She did, for all intents and purposes. So let that take in for a while. What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. ABC was triggered, or ABC, I'm sorry. Let me start it all over. Can we erase that and start it all over? No, okay. Amy Comey Barrett has triggered Dems because she's brilliant. She's a great jurist, but she's guided by her faith. That's a problem. Well, it's a problem for them anyway. The president of Concerned Women for America, Penny Young Nance, said that Democrats are perfectly fine with people identifying as Christian as long as they don't actually believe. Oh, it's a true statement. No question about it. The minute you start talking about praying to God, getting messages from God, or God guiding you to do something, they go out of their minds. They don't know what to do with themselves. Judge Amy Comey Barrett, you know, who we all know, you know, I don't know how Trump found her or came up with her. I know he has a committee that helped him with this. But, you know, again, he's got to read through some stuff. He's got to be briefed on what these people are like. You know, he chose her over a couple other choices that were just as good. I hope he gets another choice, a chance for one or two more Supreme Court justices. Yeah, some liberals just fell over and died. No, I really do. And I think this other, he's got other women in mind, Hispanic women. Wouldn't it be great to have one solid Hispanic conservative, one Hispanic liberal, which is what he's got on there? He's got a liberal on there now. Right? Barrett is overly qualified for this job. It's not a problem. What they don't like is her conservative, originalist stance. The went on to say to believe that she brings our faith perspective, our worldwide view to the court. I'm sorry, Penny Young Nance. She is the president of Concerned Women for America. See, it's really funny. When the Democrats talk about female concerns, you know, Harris at one point brought up in the hearings that Amy would alienate half of the American population because half of the American population were women. I want you to think about that. Just think about that through for a second. So Harris in the Democrats' mindset is that all women are for abortion at every level. All women think like Democrats. All women are for the same things that Democrats are for. And it's not true. It's just flat out, do they think if they say it enough, it will be true? Hey, come on. Democrats, because of her nomination, they started to focus on her Catholic faith. Now, they've used Joey B's Catholic faith as a positive. Pelosi likes to use her Catholic faith as a positive, although I don't know what Catholicism she's practicing. Right? But they avoid questions about faith because it seems as though, you know, I mean, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi haven't really answered any questions about their faith or been able to tie what they believe. Matter of fact, Nancy has said is that she is not on the same page with her faith about abortion, about life, about what God considers to be precious. Right? And Joe, I don't know what he's doing. It's not for me to call out what he's doing. Except when he brings it up and makes it, part of his campaign. Now, Biden goes around. See, this shows you how... Now, I don't think this is confusion on Biden's part. I think Biden is a consummate liar. Just listen to all the things that he said that we have come to find out not true. He's been caught plagiarizing. He actually had to give up a presidential campaign because he got caught plagiarizing. But Biden openly said that he was raised in a black Baptist church. You know, I'm not a scholar. But how can he be a practicing Catholic, right, as a kid, and today, and raised in a black Baptist church? He talks about his Catholic upbringing, when it works for him. Right? Now, she practices her faith, Amy does, and it somehow triggers the Democrats. So, Joe talking about the practice of his faith is okay. Somehow, the Democrats doing that is fine. Nancy doing it is fine. Now, Nance brought up Barrett's conversation hearing, confirmation hearing in 2017, which was up for a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals. Then Senator Dianne Feinstein told her, the dogma lives loudly within you. In other words, we don't like the fact that you live your faith, that we can see that you live your faith, that we can see that you love your God. That should make every Christian cringe. A Democrat Christian, even more. Now, the New York Times reported that Barrett was a law professor before joining the U.S. Court of Appeals. The paper reported then that Barrett said that her religious belief would not affect her decisions. Religious bigotry is alive and well, Nan said. We thought that we put all that away with John F. Kennedy, but it didn't happen. No. Listen, let me tell you what. They are for your religious belief system. They're okay with you believing what you believe as long as you don't talk about it, think about it, or it shows on your face. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You know? I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. And the only way you do that, you got to get informed, man. You just got to get informed. So when we're discussing... No, not disgusting. When we're discussing with these people, that you actually have facts to deal with, that you don't sound like them, right? Just throwing this out here. That you don't sound like them just coming up with facts on the run while you're moving along. So make sure that you're, please make sure that you're somewhat informed. Please make sure you have a clue. You really think, question, do you think the rallies are an indication of the voting? And what I mean by that is you think, because you see all these people at the rallies, I'm not going to tell you what I think right away, but because you see all these people at the rallies, do
Do you think that translates into votes? Do you think that translates into a situation where, because we found out that there's people from all walks of life there, right? Democrats and millennials and others, a lot of people. So do you think that's going to translate to voting at the booths? Or voting by mail, for that matter? Which really scares me. I mean, it really does. I'm not a vote by mail advocate. Well, Tom Del Picaro asked earlier, and exactly what we said was going to happen happened. Stephanopoulos totally avoided the Hunter Biden issue. Didn't really talk about it during Joe's town hall. And you can't tell me that nobody asked the question, because I'm not buying. But he failed to ask Joe Biden any questions about the New York Post report. See, it would have been really simple. You know, Vice President Biden, is there any validity to the stories today? Is there any validity to the fact that your son had you meet one of these guys for no other reason, just to meet him, to meet his boss, which is what most sons would do anyway? Right? So you would think, again, here's 2015 emails from 2015, right, that showed that they came in from the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, and Stephanopoulos had nothing to say, absolutely nothing. You know, as expected, ABC News chief and former anchor for Clinton official George Stephanopoulos, he made sure that not a single question was about Hunter Biden, like he didn't even exist. So what are they afraid of? If they've got the truth and this is not a lie, what are they afraid of? Are there people that stupid that they won't know it? Right? And now... Critics now look at NBC, you know, what was her name? Guthrie, Savannah Guthrie. She was actually debating President Trump. So if you can't see the blatant difference on how they treat Democrats, how they treat Republicans, and how they feel about it, remember something. If you support Trump, you're scum. If you support Joe, who again, his running mate said, he believed the woman that accused Joe of rape. Right? So, I don't get it. How does that work out? So, Guthrie spends a lot of her time. Right? A lot of her time grilling Trump on masks and white supremacy. Because those are the only two things going on in the country. Frank Luntz, who runs those live, you know, focus groups at the time, he said, you know, you shouldn't call it a town hall. That's a false advertisement. A third of the way into the NBC town hall and no questions from people, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany exclaimed, Savannah Guthrie postured towards Trump compared to Lester Holt towards Biden is night and day. Right? Go look at how they were treating and talking with each other. Trump went from debating Biden to Guthrie. Well, he was debating Biden, Wallace, and Guthrie. So he's debating the CNN company. He shouldn't have to. The questions from NBC audience are actually pretty good and fair so far, and it's only been Savannah Guthrie that's been awful. The fake pretense of a town hall when every aspect that has been orchestrated by producer has to be. It's just obnoxious crap. I can't use the word I want to. From a progressive journalist, Michael Tracy, you should read it. They're even upset about it. They're upset about the way it went down. Do you blame them? Meanwhile, over at ABC, Newsbusters manager-editor Curtis Ho compared the first softball Biden received to the first question Trump received at town hall this month. He said the first question of ABC's Biden town hall, softball from a committed Democrat, lamenting on the lack of coordinated federal action on COVID-19 from Trump. Trump's first question from the so-called GOP are saying he threw vulnerable people under the bus. Wow. Just amazing, right? See, Joe can't be questioned. That's going to be a problem if he is, because he won't know how, I shouldn't say he won't know how to answer. He won't be able to answer. Let's just be honest about it. And to show you how sick these people actually are, I mean, think it through. A liberal group calls for Feinstein to stand down from the Judiciary Committee. Why? Because she gave Lindsey Graham a hug. I guess hugs are only for people who agree. This is what I mean. Come on, people. Open. Now, if you're on our side, if you're on the right, you already kind of see this. But if you're on the left, I don't know what you're seeing. Love Trump's hate doesn't mean anything. You talk about loving people, but you really don't mean it. Because Senator Feinstein of California thanked Senator Lindsey Graham for one of the best set of hearings. Okay? I mean, what are the other nut jobs want? Do they want them just to fight with each other? Is that what they're supposed to be doing? I don't want them fighting, even if they're not on the same party. And Feinstein's words and gestures of friendship towards Senator Lindsey Graham on Thursday were viewed not as a model of proper behavior, but of weakness by the liberal group. And they want her to step aside. We've had it with you. You don't know what you're doing. No, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's been around a long time. There's been a lot of damage created. We launched this ad on Senator Feinstein to fight like everything is on the line, because it is. She didn't. This is what the organization Demand Justice tweeted. They questioned Feinstein's ability to lead her party. Well, I didn't know she was leading the whole party. We've asked her to step down as a leader on the Democrats' Judiciary Committee. These people are sick. No, I mean that sincerely, they're sick. They want no niceness, no nothing shown to the other side, absolutely nothing. Hate, true hate. The ones that say that Trump hates, the ones that say that we hate, are the ones that are doing everything to show that they truly do hate. It's really scary, frankly. The organization's executive director is Brian Fallon. He's the former press secretary for who? Come on, anybody know? Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. He expressed dismay over having Feinstein as the top Democrat on the committee. These people are not interested in an exchange of ideas. This is what you're seeing on college campuses, people. This is what you're seeing everywhere pretty much in the country. They don't want decorum. They don't want niceties. Either you bow down to what we have to say, or we're going to make your life miserable. Either do things exactly the way we want you to do them, or else. Do you not see this? Keeping Feinstein as the top Democrat in the Judiciary Committee is a monument to our side's weakness on the fight of the courts. You know, seriously, they're very, very insecure and sick people. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, dig deep, think deep. Let's make sure. You need to make sure who you're voting for, who you're pushing, and who you're supporting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Joe Messina, your host.